You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Greetings, and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal the extraordinary ways in which He is moving in your life, even when you find yourself consumed by worry and anxiety. As children of God, we are called to trust in His unwavering love and faithfulness, knowing that He is always working behind the scenes to bring about His perfect plan and purpose for our lives. Yet in the midst of life's challenges and uncertainties, it's all too easy to succumb to the grip of worry, allowing it to rob us of the peace, joy, and abundant life that Christ came to give us. But the good news is that our God is greater than any worry or fear we may face. He is the God of the impossible, the one who parts the seas, moves mountains, and transforms lives. And when we choose to surrender our worries to Him and trust in His sovereign plan, He promises to make a way where there seems to be no way. In this video, we'll explore 10 powerful ways in which God will make a way for you when you stop worrying and start trusting in Him. Through the wisdom of His Word and the inspiring testimonies of those who have experienced His miraculous provision firsthand, you'll discover how God is using every circumstance, every challenge, and every act of faith to lead you into the abundant life He has in store for you. When we choose to cast our cares upon the Lord and lean not on our own understanding, we open the door for Him to work miracles in and through us. He is the God who gives us beauty for ashes, strength for fear, and hope for despair. And when we fix our eyes on Him and trust in His unfailing love, He will guide us along the path of victory and purpose He has ordained for our lives. So, if you've been battling worry and struggling to see a way forward, this video is for you. And please don't keep this message of hope and deliverance to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be grappling with worry and need to be reminded that God is always faithful and true. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this life-changing truth to even more people who desperately need to hear it. Together, we can stand as a beacon of light, pointing others to the ultimate source of peace, provision, and purpose found in Christ alone. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to seek His face, trust in His plan, and embrace the incredible ways in which He is making a way for you, even in the midst of your worries. Remember, every moment, every challenge, and every act of faith is an opportunity for God to reveal His love, His power, and His purpose for you. Keep your eyes fixed on Him, your heart open to His leading, and watch as He transforms your worries into worship and your fears into faith for His glory and your good. Number one, when you release your worries and surrender them to God, a remarkable transformation occurs in your spiritual life. The clamor of anxiety that once clouded your mind begins to dissipate, creating a sacred space where God's voice can be heard more clearly. This profound shift is reminiscent of the biblical account of Elijah on Mount Horeb, where God revealed Himself not in the mighty wind, the earthquake, or the fire, but in a gentle whisper. As you learn to quiet your anxious thoughts, you'll discover that God has been speaking all along, but your worries were drowning out His voice. It's in this newfound stillness that you'll begin to discern His guidance with greater clarity. You might suddenly find yourself reading a familiar Bible verse, only to have it illuminate your situation in a completely new way. The words that once seemed ordinary now carry a weight of divine wisdom, speaking directly to your heart and circumstances. God's voice isn't limited to Scripture alone. You may find that He speaks through the people around you, using them as vessels of His message. A friend might offer a word of encouragement that seems tailor-made for your situation, or a stranger's casual remark might carry unexpected significance. These moments of insight and connection are not mere coincidences, but divine appointments orchestrated by a loving God who is intimately involved in your life. As you cultivate this practice of releasing worry and tuning into God's voice, you'll notice a shift in your perspective. Challenges that once seemed insurmountable now appear as opportunities for growth and divine intervention. You'll begin to see the hand of God moving in ways you might have previously overlooked, recognizing His provision and protection in both the big and small aspects of your life. This journey of faith and trust is not always easy. There will be times when the storms of life rage around you, threatening to drown out God's whisper. But as you consistently choose to let go of worry and lean into His presence, you'll develop a spiritual resilience that weathers any storm. You'll learn to find peace in the eye of the hurricane, knowing that God is with you and speaking words of
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Comfort and direction. Remember, God's ways are often not our ways, and His timing may differ from what we expect. Sometimes, the whisper in the storm comes as a gentle reminder to be patient, to wait upon the Lord. Other times, it may be a call to action, prompting you to step out in faith, even when the path ahead is unclear. The key is to remain open and attentive, trusting that God will make His will known in His perfect timing. As you continue on this journey of faith, you'll find that releasing your worries to God is not a one-time event, but a continual process of surrender and trust. Each time you choose to let go of anxiety and listen for God's voice, you're strengthening your spiritual muscles and deepening your relationship with Him. This practice will transform not only how you handle challenges, but also how you approach life as a whole. You'll begin to see the world through the lens of faith, recognizing God's handiwork in the beauty of creation, the kindness of others, and even in the midst of difficult circumstances. Your heart will become more attuned to the needs of those around you, and you may find yourself being used by God to speak words of encouragement and hope to others who are struggling with worry and fear. In essence, when you stop worrying and start listening, you open yourself up to a life filled with divine purpose and direction. You'll discover that God is not distant or silent, but ever-present and always speaking. His whisper in the storm becomes your anchor, guiding you through life's challenges and leading you into a deeper, more fulfilling relationship with Him. Trust in His promise that He will make a way, even when there seems to be no way, and let His gentle whisper be the soundtrack of your faith journey. Number two, when you find yourself at a crossroads, facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles, it's easy to fall into the trap of worry and anxiety. But as you learn to release your concerns to God and trust in His divine plan, something remarkable begins to happen. Unlikely allies appear on your path, ready to lend a helping hand. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of God using unexpected sources to provide for His children. Consider the story of Elijah, a prophet who found himself in dire straits during a severe drought. In 1 Kings 17, we read how God commanded ravens, birds typically associated with scavenging, to bring Elijah bread and meat twice a day. This unusual provision sustained him through a challenging time, demonstrating God's power to work through the most unlikely of means. As you embrace this truth and stop fretting over your challenges, your eyes are open to the myriad ways God may be working in your life. That difficult coworker who's been a thorn in your side, they might just become the mentor you never knew you needed, offering valuable insights and guidance that propel you forward in your career. The chance encounter at the grocery store could be the divine appointment that leads to a life-changing opportunity, opening doors you never even knew existed. God delights in showing His creativity through these unlikely partnerships. He often chooses the most unexpected vessels to pour out His blessings, challenging our preconceived notions and stretching our faith. Remember how He used a young shepherd boy named David to defeat the mighty Goliath, or how He chose a humble carpenter to be the earthly father of Jesus Christ. These examples remind us that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. When you stop worrying and start trusting, you become more attuned to the subtle workings of God's hand in your life. You'll begin to notice the small acts of kindness from strangers, the encouraging words from an acquaintance, or the timely advice from someone you least expected. These moments are not mere coincidences, but divine orchestrations, carefully arranged by a loving Father who is always working behind the scenes for your good. Consider the story of Ruth, a Moabite widow who followed her mother-in-law Naomi back to Bethlehem. In a foreign land, with no prospects and an uncertain future, Ruth could have easily succumbed to worry. Instead, she trusted in God's provision and found herself gleaning in the fields of Boaz, a wealthy relative of Naomi. This chance encounter led not only to Ruth's redemption, but also placed her in the lineage of Jesus Christ. As you navigate your own journey, be open to the possibility that God may send help from the most unexpected quarters. That person you've avoided or overlooked might be the very one God has positioned to assist you. The skill you thought was useless could become the key to unlocking new opportunities. The setback that seemed like a disaster might be the catalyst for a beautiful new beginning. Remember, God's ways are often mysterious and surprising. He specializes in using the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So, as you face your challenges, resist the urge to worry and control every detail. Instead, surrender your concerns to God and watch with wonder as He brings unlikely allies into your life, working all things together for your good and His glory. Trust that the Master Weaver is creating a tapestry far more beautiful and intricate than you could ever imagine. Each thread, each encounter, each unexpected ally is part of His grand design. As you lean into this truth, you'll find yourself filled with a peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that the God who clothes the lilies of the field and feeds the birds of the air is intimately concerned with every aspect of your life. Number 3. When you find yourself trapped in a cycle of worry and self-doubt, remember that God's power to transform your life is greater than any mistake you've made or will make. Your errors and missteps, when surrendered to Him, can become the very stepping stones that lead you to a deeper understanding of His grace and a more profound faith. Consider the story of Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples. In a moment of fear and weakness, Peter denied knowing Christ 3 times on the night of his arrest. This failure could have defined Peter's life, leaving him paralyzed by guilt and shame. Instead, it became a powerful testimony of God's forgiveness and redemption. Jesus, in His infinite love and wisdom, didn't cast Peter aside because of his mistake. Rather, He used this moment of weakness to strengthen Peter's faith and prepare him for a pivotal role in the early church. After His resurrection, Jesus specifically sought out Peter, reaffirming His love and commissioning him to feed My sheep. Peter's failure became the catalyst for a deeper, more mature faith that would impact countless lives. This transformation in Peter's life illustrates a profound truth. God doesn't waste our experiences, even the painful ones. When we stop worrying about our past mistakes and future uncertainties, we open ourselves to God's redemptive work in our lives. He takes our brokenness and weaves it into a beautiful tapestry of purpose and meaning. Perhaps you're carrying the weight of past decisions that haunt you, or you're paralyzed by the fear of making wrong choices in the future. God invites you to release these burdens to Him. As you do, you'll discover that He can use every experience, good and bad, to shape you into the person He's calling you to be. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways. What we perceive as setbacks or failures may be the very things God uses to propel us forward in our spiritual journey. When Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, it seemed like a catastrophic turn of events. Yet God used this apparent tragedy to position Joseph to save countless lives, including those of his own family, during a severe famine. As you learn to trust God with your mistakes, you'll find a new freedom to take risks in faith. Instead of being paralyzed by the fear of failure, you can step out boldly, knowing that even if you stumble, God will use that experience for your growth and His glory. This doesn't mean we should be careless or intentionally make poor choices, but rather that we can live with the confidence that comes from knowing our ultimate security rests in God's hands, not our own performance. In releasing your worry about mistakes, past, present, and future, to God, you're not just finding personal peace. You're participating in God's larger story of redemption, allowing Him to use your life as a testament to His transformative power. Your journey from anxiety to trust, from failure to purpose, becomes a living example of God's promise that He works all things together for the good of those who love Him. So today, take a deep breath and release your worries to God. Trust that He is big enough to handle your mistakes and loving enough to use them for your good and His glory. As you do, you'll find that what once seemed like stumbling blocks have become the very stepping stones leading you into a deeper, richer life of faith and purpose. Number 4. When you release your worries and trust in God's divine plan, a remarkable transformation occurs in your relationship with time. It's as if the very fabric of reality begins to bend in your favor, much like the miraculous lengthening of daylight granted to Joshua during his battle against the Amorites. This supernatural manipulation of time isn't just a story from ancient scriptures. It's a living promise that God extends to His faithful followers, even today. As you let go of anxiety and embrace faith, you'll notice a shift in how you perceive and interact with time. Tasks that once seemed insurmountable suddenly become manageable. Deadlines that loomed ominously on the horizon now approach with a sense of calm assurance. It's not that the clock ticks differently, but rather your efficiency and effectiveness are divinely enhanced. Consider how worry often paralyzes us, consuming precious mental energy and leaving us feeling drained and unproductive. But when you cast your cares upon the Lord, as instructed in 1 Peter 5:7, you free up that mental capacity for more constructive pursuits. Your mind, no longer clouded by fear and doubt, becomes sharper and more focused. Ideas flow more freely, solutions present themselves more readily, and you find yourself accomplishing more in less time than you ever thought possible. This divine time bending isn't about magical shortcuts or bypassing necessary work. Instead, it's about God aligning circumstances in your favor, opening doors of opportunity, and guiding you toward efficient paths that you might have overlooked in your worried state. You may find that the right people cross your path at just the right moment, offering assistance or insight that accelerates your progress. Resources you need might suddenly become available, eliminating time-consuming searches or delays. Moreover, as you learn to trust in God's timing, you'll develop a heightened sense of discernment. You'll recognize which tasks truly deserve your attention and which can be safely set aside. This spiritual prioritization allows you to invest your time more wisely, focusing on what truly matters in God's eyes, rather than being pulled in countless directions by worldly concerns. Remember the story of Mary and Martha in Luke 10:38-42. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made, while Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet and listen. Jesus gently reminded Martha that Mary had chosen the better part. Similarly, when you stop worrying and choose to focus on God's presence and guidance, you're likely to find that essential tasks fall into place with surprising ease, while less important ones fade into the background. This divine efficiency isn't limited to practical tasks. It extends to your spiritual growth as well. As you spend less time worrying and more time in prayer, meditation, and studying God's Word, you may find that your understanding deepens more quickly. Spiritual insights that once eluded you become clear, and you grow in wisdom and discernment at an accelerated pace. It's important to note that this time-bending phenomenon isn't about cramming more activities into each day or becoming a workaholic in the name of productivity. Rather, it's about aligning your rhythm with God's perfect timing, allowing Him to multiply your efforts and bring forth fruit in due season. As Ecclesiastes 3:11 reminds us, God makes everything beautiful in its time. So when you find yourself facing seemingly impossible deadlines or overwhelming tasks, resist the urge to worry. Instead, take a deep breath, offer your situation to God, and watch in awe as He stretches time on your behalf. Trust that the Creator of the universe, who established the very concept of time, is more than capable of helping you navigate its constraints. Embrace this divine time bending, and you'll discover a new level of peace, productivity, and purpose in your daily life. Number 5. When you choose to let go of worry and trust in God's plan, an extraordinary transformation begins to unfold in your life. The invisible truly becomes visible, and you start to witness the intricate tapestry of divine providence weaving through your everyday experiences. As you cast your cares upon the Lord, it's as if a veil is lifted from your eyes, revealing a world brimming with God's loving presence and constant intervention. What once seemed like mere coincidences or random occurrences now take on profound significance, illuminating the path that God has carefully laid out for you. Imagine waking up each morning with a renewed sense of anticipation, knowing that God is actively working behind the scenes to bring about His perfect will in your life. As you go about your day, you begin to notice the small miracles that were always there, but perhaps overlooked in the fog of worry and doubt. That unexpected phone call from a friend offering encouragement just when you needed it most? That's God's hand at work. The job opportunity that seems tailor-made for your unique skills and passions? That's divine orchestration. You'll find yourself marveling at the intricate ways God answers prayers you may have uttered months or even years ago. It's as if He's been patiently arranging circumstances, people, and events to align perfectly with your needs and His greater purpose. That chance encounter with a stranger who provides just the right advice or connection? It's no longer a coincidence, but a divinely appointed meeting. As you cultivate this spiritual vision, you'll develop a heightened awareness of God's fingerprints all over your life. The subtle shifts in your circumstances, the doors that open or close, and the peace that settles in your heart during challenging times all become testaments to His unwavering presence and guidance. This newfound clarity extends beyond your personal life. You'll start to see God's hand moving in the lives of those around you, in your community, and even in world events. The interconnectedness of all things becomes apparent, revealing the masterful way God weaves individual stories into His grand narrative of redemption and love. Remember, dear friend, that worry acts as a barrier, obscuring our view of God's ongoing work. It's like trying to see through a foggy windshield. The road ahead seems unclear and dangerous. But when you choose to trust in God's promises and release your worries to Him, it's as if you've been given a pair of spiritual glasses. Suddenly, the fog lifts, and you can see the road ahead with crystal clarity. This doesn't mean that challenges and obstacles will magically disappear. Rather, you'll gain a new perspective on them. What once seemed like insurmountable problems now become opportunities for God to showcase His power and faithfulness. You'll find yourself approaching difficulties with a sense of anticipation, wondering how God will use this situation to grow your faith and bring glory to His name. As you continue on this journey of trust and surrender, you'll discover that your faith becomes more resilient. The visible evidence of God's work in your life serves as a constant reminder of His love and care, anchoring you during times of uncertainty. You'll find it easier to hold on to hope, knowing that the same God who has guided you thus far will continue to lead you every step of the way. This transformation doesn't happen overnight. It's a process of continually choosing trust over worry, faith over fear. But with each step you take in surrendering your cares to God, your spiritual eyes become more attuned to His presence. You'll find yourself living in a state of wonder and gratitude, marveling at the intricate ways God moves in your life. Number 6. When you embrace your weaknesses and surrender them to God, a remarkable transformation begins to unfold. Paul, one of the most influential figures in early Christianity, spoke of a thorn in his flesh, a persistent weakness or challenge that he grappled with throughout his ministry. Yet it was through this very weakness that God's strength was magnificently displayed. In our own lives, we often worry about our shortcomings, seeing them as obstacles to our success or spiritual growth. However, when we stop fixating on these perceived flaws and instead offer them up to God, He can work wonders. Our weaknesses in His hands become powerful weapons for His kingdom. Consider, for instance, the common fear of public speaking. Many believers feel called to share God's word, but are held back by anxiety and self-doubt. Yet when you stop worrying about your nervousness and instead surrender it to God, something beautiful happens. That very anxiety can drive you to rely more fully on His strength, pushing you to pray more fervently and prepare more diligently. As a result, your messages become infused with a power that goes beyond your natural abilities. Your words, spoken through trembling lips, carry the weight of authenticity and humility that touches hearts in ways polished eloquence never could. Financial struggles, too, can be transformed into powerful testimonies of God's provision. When you cease worrying about your lack and instead trust God completely, you open the door for Him to work in miraculous ways. Your story of how God provided for your needs against all odds becomes a beacon of hope for others facing similar challenges. Your experience of learning contentment and lack and abundance alike becomes a living sermon on the sufficiency of God's grace. even personality traits that you might consider weaknesses can become strengths in God's hands. Are you naturally shy? That quietness can become a gift of listening, allowing you to minister to the hurting in ways that more outgoing individuals might miss. Do you struggle with patience? That very struggle can lead you into a deeper dependence on God, resulting in a testimony of His transforming power when you finally cultivate the fruit of patience. Your past mistakes and failures, too, can be weaponized for God's glory. When you stop worrying about your history and instead allow God to redeem it, your story of redemption becomes a powerful tool for reaching others. Your experience with addiction, for example, uniquely qualifies you to minister to those still trapped in its grip. Your journey from doubt to faith can provide a roadmap for seekers grappling with similar questions. When we stop worrying about our weaknesses and instead view them through God's eyes, we begin to see the potential for His power to be perfected in our imperfections. We realize that it's often through our cracks and flaws that His light shines most brightly. Our weaknesses, far from disqualifying us from service, become the very qualifications God uses to demonstrate His strength. In this journey of transforming weaknesses into weapons, we learn to boast not in our strengths, but in our weaknesses, knowing that when we are weak, then we are strong in Christ. We discover the liberating truth that God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. Our insufficiency becomes the stage for His all-sufficiency. So embrace your weaknesses. Offer them to God without reservation. Watch in awe as He takes what you considered liabilities and turns them into assets for His kingdom. For in the economy of God's grace, nothing is wasted, and everything, yes, even your weaknesses, can become a weapon in the hands of the Almighty. Number 7. When life closes a door, it's easy to fall into worry and despair. But in those moments, God is often preparing to open a window of opportunity far greater than we could have imagined. Closed doors, in God's divine plan, are not roadblocks, but redirections, catalysts that propel us towards His perfect will for our lives. Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused, and imprisoned. Each of these seemed like devastating setbacks. Yet through it all, Joseph maintained his faith in God's plan. Little did he know that his time in prison would position him to interpret Pharaoh's dreams, leading to his appointment as second in command over all of Egypt. What appeared to be a series of closed doors ultimately placed Joseph in a position to save not only Egypt, but also his own family from famine. When we encounter rejection or missed opportunities, our natural response is often to worry. We question God's plan and wonder if He has forgotten us. But this is precisely the moment when we need to lean into our faith the most. By releasing our grip on our own plans and expectations, we create space for God to work in ways we never thought possible. God's no is often a stepping stone to a far greater yes. That job you didn't get? It might be protecting you from a toxic work environment and preparing you for a role that aligns perfectly with your gifts and calling. That relationship that didn't work out? It might be God's way of clearing the path for the person He has chosen for you, someone who will support your spiritual growth and walk alongside you in faith. Closed doors become catalysts when we view them through the lens of faith. They force us to reevaluate our path, seek God's guidance more earnestly, and often lead us to opportunities we might have otherwise overlooked. It's in these moments of redirection that we often discover hidden talents, newfound strengths, and a deeper reliance on God's wisdom. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What may seem like a detour to us is often God's direct route to His best for our lives. When we stop worrying and start trusting, we position ourselves to see the beauty in His plan unfolding. In times of closed doors, it's crucial to maintain an attitude of expectancy. Instead of dwelling on what didn't work out, ask God to open your eyes to the new possibilities He is creating. Pray for discernment to recognize the doors He is opening, even if they look different from what you expected. as you face closed doors in your life, remember that God is not a God of dead ends, but of new beginnings. He promises to work all things together for the good of those who love Him. Your setback is setting the stage for your comeback. Your disappointment is making room for His appointment. So when worry creeps in at the sight of a closed door, choose to see it as a catalyst. Trust that God is redirecting you to something even better. Embrace the journey, knowing that each closed door is bringing you one step closer to the incredible plan God has for your life. Your breakthrough might be just around the corner, waiting on the other side of your trust in Him. Number 8. When you stop worrying and start trusting in God's plan, something remarkable happens. Your words gain weight. This transformation isn't just a matter of positive thinking. It's a profound shift in your spiritual reality. As you align your heart with God's promises, your speech begins to carry a new authority that can shape the world around you. Consider Joshua, who commanded the sun to stand still during battle. His words weren't mere wishful thinking. They were declarations filled with faith and backed by divine power. This same authority is available to you when you cease worrying and start believing. Your words become more than just sounds. They become vessels of God's creative power. As you immerse yourself in scripture and prayer, replacing anxious thoughts with God's truths, you'll notice a change in how you speak. Instead of voicing fears and doubts, you'll find yourself naturally expressing faith and hope. This isn't about forcing positivity or denying reality. It's about seeing your situation through God's eyes and speaking accordingly. Imagine facing a daunting challenge at work. Where worry might have once led you to complain or express defeat, your newfound trust in God empowers you to speak words of confidence and capability. You might declare, "With God's wisdom, I will find a solution," or "Through Christ who strengthens me, I can overcome this obstacle." These aren't empty phrases, they're powerful affirmations of your faith that can actually influence your circumstances. In tense relationships, your words can become instruments of peace and reconciliation. Instead of anxiously replaying conflicts in your mind, you can speak words of forgiveness, understanding, and love. By declaring God's desire for unity and healing, you're not just expressing a hope, you're inviting divine intervention into the situation. Even in the face of seemingly impossible odds, your faith-filled words can move mountains. When financial struggles loom, rather than voicing worry about lack, you might declare, "My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory." This isn't wishful thinking. It's standing on God's promises and inviting His provision into your life. Your words also gain weight in the spiritual realm. As you speak blessings over your family, protection over your home, or healing over your body, you're engaging in spiritual warfare. You're not just expressing desires, you're wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This newfound power in your speech doesn't mean every word will instantly manifest in the physical world. Sometimes, like seeds planted in soil, your declarations will take time to bear fruit. But as you consistently speak faith instead of worry, you're creating an atmosphere where God's miracles can flourish. Remember, this isn't about manipulating God or treating Him like a cosmic vending machine. It's about aligning your heart and mind with His will, and then letting that alignment flow through your words. As you do this, you'll find yourself becoming more attuned to God's voice, more sensitive to His leading, and more confident in His promises. Your words, backed by faith, can bring comfort to the grieving, hope to the discouraged, and strength to the weary. They can open doors that seemed forever closed, bridge gaps that appeared uncrossable, and bring light to the darkest situations. When you stop worrying and start trusting, your words become powerful tools in God's hands, helping to build His kingdom and bring His love to a world in need. Number 9. When you release the grip of worry and open your heart to God's presence, a remarkable transformation begins to unfold in your life. Ordinary moments, once overlooked, suddenly become holy ground, where you encounter the divine in profound and unexpected ways. As you learn to quiet the anxious chatter of your mind, you'll find yourself more attuned to the subtle whispers of God's voice in your daily life. Like Moses stumbling upon the burning bush in the midst of his routine shepherding duties, you'll discover sacred moments springing up in the most mundane of circumstances. The simple act of watching a sunrise becomes a vivid reminder of God's faithfulness. As the first rays of light pierce the darkness, you're reminded of how God's love breaks through even the darkest moments of your life. The gradual unfolding of dawn mirrors the way God often works in your life, not always in dramatic instant change, but in the steady, faithful progression of His perfect timing. A child's laughter, once lost in the background noise of a busy day, now rings out as a profound spiritual truth. In those moments of pure, unbridled joy, you catch a glimpse of the delight God takes in His children. You're reminded of Jesus' words to become like little children in our faith, trusting wholeheartedly in our Heavenly Father's love and care. As worry loosens its hold, you'll find your whole life becoming an ongoing conversation with the divine. The gentle rustle of leaves in the wind becomes God's whisper of comfort. The intricate patterns of a flower petal reveal the masterful artistry of the Creator. Even in times of challenge or sorrow, you'll discover a deeper awareness of God's presence, knowing that He walks beside you through every valley and mountaintop. This heightened spiritual awareness doesn't mean you'll never face difficulties or experience negative emotions. Rather, it equips you with a new perspective to navigate life's ups and downs. When unexpected obstacles arise, instead of immediately succumbing to worry, you'll find yourself pausing to seek God's wisdom and guidance. You'll remember past instances of His faithfulness, drawing strength and courage from those memories. As you practice this new way of seeing, you'll notice a shift in your prayers. Instead of being dominated by anxious pleadings, your conversations with God become richer and more varied. You'll find yourself offering more praise and thanksgiving, even in challenging circumstances. Your prayers become less about trying to control outcomes and more about aligning your heart with God's will. This transformed perspective ripples out into your relationships with others. As you become more aware of God's presence in your own life, you'll start to recognize it in the lives of those around you. You'll see the image of God reflected in the faces of strangers, cultivating a deeper sense of compassion and connection with your fellow human beings. Even the most routine tasks can become acts of worship when approached with this newfound awareness. Washing dishes becomes a meditation on God's cleansing grace. Tending a garden becomes a partnership with the Creator in nurturing life. Commuting to work becomes an opportunity to pray for your community and seek divine inspiration for the day ahead. As you embrace this way of living, you'll find that your faith deepens and matures. The worries that once seemed so consuming begin to fade in light of the eternal truths you encounter daily. You'll discover a peace that surpasses understanding, rooted not in perfect circumstances, but in the perfect love of a God who is intimately involved in every aspect of your life. Number 10. When you surrender your worries to God and allow His divine plan to unfold in your life, you embark on a transformative journey where your personal story becomes a testament to His glory. This profound shift in perspective opens up a world of possibilities, turning your challenges into opportunities for spiritual growth and your triumphs into beacons of hope for others. As you release the weight of anxiety and fear, you create space for God's wisdom and guidance to flow through you. Like a skilled potter molding clay, the Lord begins to shape your experiences, both joyful and difficult, into a masterpiece that reflects His love and grace. Your life becomes a living narrative, each chapter revealing a new facet of God's faithfulness and power. Consider the blind man in John 9, whose story of healing not only changed his life, but also served as a powerful demonstration of Jesus' divinity. Similarly, as you trust in God's plan, your experiences, even the painful or confusing ones, take on new meaning. That job loss you once dreaded may lead you to a calling you never imagined. The relationship that ended in heartbreak could be preparing you for a deeper, more fulfilling connection aligned with God's will. As you navigate life's journey with faith as your compass, you'll find yourself becoming more attuned to God's voice and leading. The worries that once consumed you start to fade, replaced by a quiet confidence in His promises. You begin to see how every twist and turn in your path, every mountain and valley, has been carefully orchestrated to shape you into the person God designed you to be. Your transformation becomes evident to those around you. Friends, family, and even strangers may marvel at your peace in the face of adversity or your joy in times of blessing. Without realizing it, you become a living testimony to God's goodness and grace. Your words carry the weight of experience, and your actions reflect the love of Christ. As your story intertwines with God's greater narrative, you'll discover a sense of purpose that transcends personal ambition. You'll find yourself living not just for your own success or happiness, but as an instrument of God's love in the world. The trials you've overcome become a source of encouragement for others facing similar struggles. Your victories serve as a reminder of God's faithfulness to those still waiting for their breakthrough. This journey of faith and surrender isn't always easy. There will be moments when doubts creep in or circumstances seem overwhelming. But as you continually choose to trust in God's plan, you'll experience a deepening of your relationship with Him. You'll learn to see His hand at work even in the smallest details of your life, cultivating a heart of gratitude and wonder. Your story becomes His glory when you allow God to use every aspect of your life, your talents and weaknesses, your joys and sorrows, for His divine purpose. As you continue on this path, you'll inspire others to release their own worries and trust in God's plan. Your journey becomes a living example of the freedom and fullness that come from aligning your will with His. In doing so, you participate in something far greater than personal success. You become part of God's redemptive work in the world, touching lives and pointing others toward the source of true peace and purpose. Heavenly Father, we come before You today with hearts burdened by worry and anxiety. The challenges and uncertainties of life can feel overwhelming at times. We find ourselves consumed by fear, allowing it to steal our peace and cloud our vision of Your goodness. But in the midst of our struggles, we are reminded of Your unfailing love and boundless grace. You are the God who moves mountains, parts the seas, and makes a way where there seems to be no way. Your power knows no limits. Help us to release our tight grip on worry and instead cling tightly to our faith in You. When we are tempted to dwell on our problems, redirect our thoughts to Your promises. Remind us that You are working all things together for our good, even when we can't see it or understand it. Give us the courage to step out in faith, trusting that You will guide our path and provide for our needs. Help us to embrace Your perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. Calm our restless minds and anxious hearts with the assurance of Your constant presence. Thank You for the hope we have in You, a hope that anchors our souls and gives us strength for each new day. May we face every challenge with confidence, knowing that You are by our side. Our worries are no match for Your wisdom, power, and love. We lay our burdens at Your feet today, Lord. Fill us afresh with Your joy, strength, and peace. In every situation, may we remember that You will always make a way when we trust in You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we conclude this video, I want to leave you with a final thought of hope and reassurance. Remember that when you surrender your worries to God and trust in His plan, He will open doors that no man can shut. He will make a way where there seems to be no way, and He will guide you along the path He has destined for you. As you continue on this journey of faith, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Trust that He is working all things together for your good, even when you can't see the full picture. And when you face challenges and obstacles, remember that God is using these experiences to strengthen your faith, build your character, and prepare you for the amazing future He has in store. He is shaping you into the person He created you to be, and He will never abandon you or leave you to fend for yourself. So keep pressing forward, keep believing in God's promises, and keep trusting that the best is yet to come. Your story is not over, and God has incredible plans for your life. Rest in His love, walk in His grace, and know that He is leading you into a life of purpose, abundance, and joy. As you step into this new chapter, may you do so with confidence, faith, and trust in God's goodness. May you experience the fullness of His blessings, the power of His presence, and the joy of walking in His will, now and always. Remember, you are a beloved child of the Most High God, and He is moving in your life in mighty ways. So, keep your heart open, your faith strong, and your eyes fixed on the One who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you, and may He lead you into the glorious destiny He has prepared for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.